Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, yay, I am one step closer to being on time. So there was, you know, the 5-second introduction, and I'm super proud. And yes, this is a 30-minute episode. I had a very interesting week, and I know it's sort of like doing a live journal, talking and talking. So I had a client Monday, which really, well, except for I was busy trying to FaceTime two people. Well, I could write that. I messaged two people because I was near Wi-Fi. I could do it. But I was on time to a client, to that client. So I was like, yay! The week before, I had a jerky client that didn't move. Someone by their old place. So I'd email them because my Thursday writing group had canceled. So I was like, okay, we can meet. I also had a meeting with someone about essential oils for my soaps. Again, if you want information for my soaps, you can email me at icaga2004@gmail.com. Again, email I as in igloo, C as in car, A as in apple, G as in George, A as in apple, 2004, like the year 2004@gmail.com. So, yeah, and they didn't let me know. Check emails. But the essential oil thing went really well. But in my dingbat cell, because, yeah, I've had shares of dizzy moments, I forgot to write down the scents besides sandalwood I like. But the meeting was mostly about sandalwood, but I found some others I liked and some I didn't. And, yeah, I really should have got coffee. Oh, and I didn't have coffee, like, too close to before this show. I had coffee this morning, though. I did have a healthy dinner, and I'm going to have to drink some water. Don't worry, I got a little headache from the sodium. So, yeah, I had another bad client Tuesday who did not give me the correct information and had to play email tag. And that very much annoyed me because I'm like, I took the bus here and you didn't give me the correct information and all this other stuff, and then you're blaming me. But I got in the immortal words of gifts and memes, I got receipts. And yeah, because I had PMS this week, I was posting the receipts in my response just because, like, I'm annoyed. So I did. Wednesday, customer reschedule and wrong information. Had my writing group, which went well. Talked to one of my friends. Had another client give me the wrong information because they got phone number wrong. And then I typed in their new number wrong, so I ended up calling my neighbor by accident. And I was like, oh. But Friday, finally bought the physical book. And by the physical book, I mean Jen Sincero's second book in her You Are a Bad A series. Because this is still a G-rated show. I can't say the full name, but it's You Are a Bad A. At Making Money, Master the Mindset of Wealth. So, I had the book on Audible. I have a lot of books on Audible, and I really enjoy it. You know, when you take going for a walk in an area that's sort of quiet, you can enjoy a good audiobook. Sometimes listen to notes, like save your notes in it, and which I did. So, Friday, I made the decision to get the book. And I was, like, debating, so I'm like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to go. But ultimately, my desire to go, because she had the book signed, I was like, okay, I really like the book. And I even heard the Audible of her, and one of my friends had her first book, which I didn't read. But, you know, I mean, if you listen to it, really kind of, some people do listen and read. But, and I think later on I will, along with rebuying it, but I didn't. So I made up my mind to put it on my calendar, and I went. I was early. It was in a shopping center. So what do you do when you're in a shopping center with a grocery store and Wi-Fi? Walk around and make phone calls. Yeah. So after goofing again with the client, phone number, I don't know. I think between the PMS and lack of chocolate and lack of sleep, I kept on making 0 and 8. Finally got in touch with them. Yay. and negotiated to meet them after the book signing. And the book signing was like a few doors down from the grocery store. So I'm like, I was super excited and nervous because I was like, okay, I don't know how many people are going to be there. And there were, I think there were about 100 people there. But I was like 26 because they gave out tickets, which was very smart. I liked the way they organized the book signing because you come in, because I mean, I bought my book from another place. But it was still a promotion for them. Great bookstore. If you're in Charlotte and want to check them out, they're on Park Road in the Park Shopping Center. So, yeah, they were had a really great experience there. So they asked, how do you spell your name? Like, to give a sticky note for your name. Because my name is odd, I was so thankful. You don't get it. I had some jerk, because, you know, this edited show, some jerk ask, is that your real name? Yes, Anita is my real name. So it seems like a fake name. She really had posted this transcript to that guy. I was like, are you sure? Yes. Not, yes, it's real. I was named after my mom. Great irony. But people always want to spell it Anita. So no, I don't have a problem with, I worked with an Anita. Blah, blah, blah. But people still got it mixed up. It's like, no, mine is Inita. I rarely use my middle name besides, and I'm not even going to share it on air. I mean, it's on legal documents, but I still don't like the damn thing. So, if it's legal documents or if I'm mailing something where I have to have an initial because my initials are IA, my first and last, I have to put my middle initial, which is C. I know it's totally off subject, but anyway. So I was thankful for that, and they gave you a number so you could line up after the book signing. Well, after her talking about her books and doing a Q&A, you would line up in numerical order to get your book signed. Again, very well organized, and I should probably buy some more stuff at that bookstore because it was such a great experience, and I even found a book for my college advisor. I didn't buy it because I was, low on funds because I hadn't met with a client yet, and I bought some other things, Dixie Chicks' Greatest Hits. Yeah, I have no shame as a black female. I was like, I like the Dixie Chicks. I even have some Patsy Cline on my phone. And Tupac. And John B. They live on my phone. Yeah. I'm a music person. And my iPod, which I got back working a few months ago and was super happy about that. So while waiting, I think I went back to the bookstore because I left, checked my Wi-Fi again at the grocery store because then, I can talk to you guys, just ramble, 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 hence the name of my show, because in the immortal words of Wendy Williams, you're sort of like my friends in my head, you know. You guys, my regulars and people who tune in, have been here for years. I mean, my show will be turning 4 years old in February. I can't believe it, even when I was off. To take the time to go back and listen to episodes really means a lot. So I've gotten more comfortable in letting my guard down. And while waiting, I was sort of scary. But I've gotten better about putting that in, not really introvert, but that energy into networking for my own business versus networking for something else, someone else's, which is a part of success, because if nobody knows about your business, how can your business be? So anyway, while waiting, I started talking to the people around me and passing out my business card. And that's something I've been working up to over the last couple of months. Since I had my business, even before then. Well, actually, I got some sets for the podcast, too. But with my soaps is letting it out more and being more comfortable, passing them out, showing pictures. I know some people might say it's cheesy, but it's my business. It's my baby. I mean, people don't feel bad you know, showing people pictures of their kid. Why should I feel bad about showing people pictures of my work? My work is my baby. I invest time, energy, money. Sometimes it upsets me. Sometimes I love it. So why not promote it? And I got some tips on my business. Like, once I finish this box of cards, I've got to redo my cards again and go through changing my email and getting a website, because I have a website on Wix, but it wasn't very good because I talked to a business person, a promotional person, and they were like, don't use Wix. So I haven't been using it, but I've been using Facebook and other websites to promote my business along with word of mouth. So we talk, they do accounting, and I also do editing, and it's interesting because I also write, besides writing my show, obviously. And we discussed fiction writing, because I do a Thursday fiction writing group, and also business and getting comfortable talking about business, because it's like it's one of those like whisper things. So anyway, start on time. Another third good thing. There, you could not video record, which I had no problem with because I was like the pictures. And I did post some on my Facebook page. Yay! And yes, 11 minutes in, I'm finally getting to the topic. I appreciate you listening. So one of the most important things she said is you have to say, I give myself permission to be rich. I know, so heavy, and it's said in the book, and it's said in the audiobook, but to hear it in person in a group of people is the equivalent of listening to the Bible, reading the Bible, and listening to a service in church. And some, you know, small churches probably have like maybe 5% or a third of the people who were in that bookstore, because it was a small bookstore, but it's still, I would say, probably like 100 people. And also another really important thing she said was with money, it's not an either or when it comes to making money. Like, you're not a bad person for wanting it. You're not a bad person for needing it. If you're a bad person with money, you are already a bad person. It's just the money expedited it because it gave you the freedom to be a bad person. And that's another thing. Money is not good or evil. It's just there to give you freedom and options. Because look at it like this. If you have money, let's say you have I'm looking at my bras. They're drying. Let's say you get a $500 gift certificate to Victoria's Secret. My bras are not Victoria's Secret. They fit me funny. I like their underwear, but I don't like them. But their bras fit me funny. But regular girl, you get a gift certificate to Victoria's Secret. So that means you have the option to buy stuff with that versus, you know, if you want the cute panty sale, you have the option to buy it. But if you don't have it, and let's say you only need underwear, which is something some people don't wear underwear, but you need underwear, you have this gift card, you have the option of getting the cuter underwear at Victoria's Secret, or you can get, and I know some people would say I'm not, but I'm trying to make a point, the 88-cent. At a chain store that doesn't specialize in underwear, this is my experience in college, and I was like, I'm not doing this again. I'd rather invest my time and money. Pads, maxi pads, sanitary napkins, whatever. Okay, whatever you want to call them. I am very particular on always overnight, or because they do the four or five option. If I have them, the option is that's what I want. I have the freedom to choose my pads. I don't want the generic. But if you have limited funds and you have a period as a female, you're going to get the less than. And that causes a lot of bad energy because you, it's like you can afford it, but it doesn't. I mean, paying pads are already bad enough. You might as well just get a comfort. If you wear pads, like, I like pads, I don't like them. But you have that option. When you have the money, you can afford the pads you like. Or even if you're the person who doesn't, who wants to use the eco-friendly, I've never tried them, you have the option to buy it because you have the money to buy it. That doesn't mean you're a bad person because you like your eco-friendly. You being a bad person, maybe it was your period, I don't know. But the pad, you being able to afford eco-friendly pads is not because you're a bad person. You're the bad person because you kicked the dog. Not figuratively. No, you literally kicked somebody's nice, friendly. You were a bad person because you took the parking space and flicked somebody off. You were the bad person because you folded up your money, your $1 bill on the table to make it look like you were tipping the waitress $5. That's why you are the bad person. Don't confuse it. So, also, talked about scary because, I mean, you can look at the title of her book series. Some profanity will be said. So, another thing she said is reality is malleable. And I mean, I know some people will be like, that's some like Matrix stuff. There's also religious stuff. I mean, in the Bible, they say people were made in God's image. And part of being God is having that power. You know, you have free will. So if you have free will, you create. That's part of free will. I have the choice. If I have the choice to do this, I also have the choice of accepting it. By enacting that choice, I'm having consequences for said choice. But I created this because I did this. What you focus on, you create. And this sort of touched on another book for those who have never read How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. He said people have their own preconceived bias and prejudice. And that's also a quote I give on a couple of episodes of my shows, which is true. And when it comes to creating your you having your own preconceived bias and prejudice, you're going to look for things that support said preconceived bias and prejudice and directly or indirectly create more of it and give it more because you're focusing on it. It's like watering a plant, nurturing a plant. You focus on all your energy on nursing that plant, blah, blah, blah. I apologize. Nursing that plant, the plant's going to grow. You give it the water. You focus on making sure the water's right. And that's what happens with anything else. I mean, look at how some people are anti-Black Lives Matter. And one of the excuses they use is black-on-black crime. Heard it a million and one times. But what about the white-on-white crime? You don't focus on that. Or this type of car is bad. You're going to give me examples of why this kind of car is bad. You're going to focus and you're going to point out all the bad ones. Or you're driving. You want a red car, so you're going to focus on, you're going to be more willing to notice the red cars because you want it, because it's something you're focused on. Or, and that also circumvents to the, will pull into focus things that support your truth. Again, because you want to be right. I mean, it's a human nature thing. We don't want to focus on anything that goes against our ego. No matter, so it happens, and you're going to look for things that support, like the quote from Kev on State that Kev on Stage gave in one of his YouTube videos. When it comes to other people, we are the best judges in the world. But when it comes to ourselves, we're the best lawyers. Lawyers want to win. Never heard of a lawyer who wants to lose. And even if he loses, he's losing for a reason so he can win something. Yeah. Become aware of the things that will get you the life you want. And that's sort of hard in this day and age, and I know it sounds like such a millennial thing to say, but we're an age of distraction. I mean, think about how you're distracted with Facebook, and I like Facebook. You're distracted with Facebook. You're distracted with YouTube. You're busy but not productive, and yes, busy and productive will be in an episode of my show later. I don't know when. So you're doing all that. You're not productive. And it's like, what? It's like the 80-20. You know, 20% of the workers are doing 80% of the work. So why not try to get to that 100? Or 20% of the customers are going, no, you deserve that 100. Open your mind to what you desire was another good quote. And yes, I have like, see, 3 pages of notes, and I'm not going to like go over everything in my notes because I've only got 8 minutes, and I also got to talk about the customer and the fact that I did some the shopping was for hair stuff, and then I went by, also bought some body product stuff to make body products with. I don't do that business as much, but I do have requests for it. And I also wanted to go by the mall to pick up some stuff, but the electricity was down in that part of the mall. What's the likelihood of a mall running out of electricity on a Saturday night? Yeah, thought so. And the bus was late getting me out there. I don't know what is with that particular numbered bus. But anyway, so shift your energy. And I also realized I looked for things that supported my view about that particular bus. But anyway, I apologize. We are inspired by emotions. It's true. Emotions, my college advisor, blah, blah, blah. Again, I'm getting tongue-tied because I'm thinking more than my mouth can keep up. But she would say emotions are energy in motion. Because if something feels good, you're going to do more of it. If something feels bad, you're not going to want to. And emotions trump thought and help you when you're through. Because if you feel good about it, you're going to keep on. It's like a drug. You know, the drugs, when you're chasing that dragon, and I know it's a drug, but that doesn't mean you're chasing the, some people chase the drug dragon, and other people chase the dragon of, I won first place in a half marathon. I won first place. I can hear the people. Thoughts are, if you have never run a 5K, throw up after running a block, logically your thoughts are going to say, no, I don't know her. I don't know this what this person is thinking with this experience. No, 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 no. But the emotion that you feel about those that you create when you, about that experience will push you over your negative thoughts because you're hearing, and I mean, yeah, you're using your thoughts, but it's bringing on a buzz to get you through it. The emotions that come with finishing that novel and you're feeling it and it's driving you. So, yeah. And it keeps you out of the mental loop of negative. Like, you're not as likely to let overwhelm you of, oh my God, that 100 pounds, I gained some of it back, but like the nothing tastes as good as thin feels. But yes, there are a lot of things that, and depending on how you got thin and whether or not you mentally dealt with why you got fat in the first place, from genetics is how you, nature versus nurture, you know, that thing. But that's another topic, that's another day. You have to have three really important things to be successful. Focus, energy, and discipline. It's the discipline, okay, this doesn't work, let me get up and do something else. Let me learn from it. You don't have to be a master, because if you're twiddling your thumbs waiting for inspiration to strike, inspiration strikes when you get off your butt and move. It might be wrong at the time, but you learn from it, you move on. That's part of it. And I think it's the fear of failure, but you can't have success without failure. So that's something. And I just spent most of the time talking about some of the lessons. If you want more of it, you can Google Jen, and her last name is spelled S-I-N-C-E-R-O. Her bad, you are a bad, blah, 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 because I can't say the word on air. Not sure if I can because it's you, right? She was really nice. I got my autograph, and I got my pictures taken. Then I went to Michael's to pick up soap, to walk around, use Wi-Fi, and look for the stuff I needed. I did send another thing. I sent off a gift basket. I was like, ah! It took a while, and I was like trying to make sure to find the right gift basket. I wasn't sure how much, but it was reasonably priced to send it off. I should have taken pictures, but I met the client, and we were talking. We talked about everything from therapy, PTSD, military, government, politics, and everything. And I made more than I expected. And it was funny because there was somebody I worked with before, and I was like, oh, okay. I felt really accomplished that I was like, oh, my God, I almost reached my monthly financial goal, and hopefully for this month I can reach it. But, hey, I got, like, really close, and I felt really good. You know, I like talking to this person. I made my money. I even got my soap work done, and then I grabbed something to eat because I was hungry. I mean, I snacked at the grocery store when I was walking around and bought a snack, a donut, which I did not need. But I wanted it. I wanted something sweet. My fingers almost do. And I'm out of candy. Should have bought some candy when I went to the store earlier. But anyway. So, had my pizza. Then went to CVS because I had a coupon for some detangling hair milk, hair lotion, hair milk, 6-in-1. I mean, they're similar in the fact that they're supposed to lock in moisture, and I got the 90-second warning. So they're supposed to lock in moisture. Then my bus was late, got to the mall, store was closed, went by Whole Foods to pick up the cocoa butter, and I got to pass down my business card to the cashier, and she gave me hers, and I was like, oh, you know, because I do keep my business cards on me. And that's something else I've gotten more comfortable doing is packing my cards to meet people and letting go and, you know, exchanging it. I showed her pictures of my work because I'm, like, proud of my work. I still don't like working with plastic molds, though. And I'm learning my lesson about coffee. And that also goes back to the Jensen Chero thing about getting in the game. It's not like you know. So you learn from being in the game. The game is hands on. You figure out what works, this what. Like I figured out coffee makes good pictures of soap. Well, the kind of soaps I make. And then it bleeds. So if I wanted to sell that look, I would have to use charcoal. Anyway, got 10 seconds. Thank you for listening to this 30-minute episode of Rambles. I'm Anita. Talk to you later. Happy Sunday. Bye.